Now, I know you're going to have people out there saying that there is no evidence of institutional racism today. Those people are either lying to you or being dishonest. Now, I've said that to say this. This situation, Mr. Blank, I don't believe is one of them. Now, if you want to argue about whether the police should have responded the way they did, whether he was an actual threat, those, I think, are legitimate questions. Or the question of, well, how come this happens to African Americans at a disproportionate rate? That's a conversation I think you should be willing to have. But for this particular incident, just to say that race had this overarching part in this incident, it's just hard for me to swallow. And I understand the need to boycott. I understand the need to social justice and social change. But I don't think this is the case to make that argument for. I just don't. Trayvon Martin, yes. Walter Scott, yes. George Floyd, obviously. Ahmaud Arbery, yes. This case, I'm just not there.